All right. Welcome to another episode of the Mind and Fitness Podcast. Today is May the 5th, Wednesday, May the 5th, Cinco de Mayo, actually. And also, I am getting my second COVID vaccine today. My appointment is at 12 o'clock, I think. And the cool thing is that, as the last one, it is at an airport, and that airport has a lot of dirt, and I love riding my motorcycle in the dirt, so I'll be taking the bike there. And then I just get to totally open throttle it on an airplane runway, and how many people ever get to say that? So there's a lot going on today. But I wanted to make sure that I thank the patrons of the podcast. So thank you to Kim and Barb, Arnie, Brian, Casey, Julie, Ross, Christina, Jen, and Nate, Anthony, Victoria, Michael, Francisco, Tony, Kelly, Irina, Mindy, Matthew, Colette, Jason, Carrie, Brooke, John, Valerie, and Nathan. Thank you all so much for continuing to support the podcast. That's the best that I can say, I guess. It certainly wouldn't be, this is not something where I make a bunch of money on advertising and all that kind of stuff. So literally the patrons of the podcast are the reason that it continues. So so thank you all for showing up every single month and making a donation. If you're interested in participating as a patron of the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/themindandfitnesspodcast to learn more. So I gave some options. I'm going to go over and I'm going to tell you what the options were. Bear with me for just a second. Where is it? Let's just search. I had posted in my Facebook group, the Deleters of Pain. Join if you're interested. What should I talk about this week? So I said, my post was from a couple days ago. Gosh, Facebook is being all wonky today. What would you rather have me do for the podcast this week? So I said, a live diary of the 36 hours post-COVID vaccine. Cover a topic. If this, comment on the topic that you want. So, and then somebody had added diary of post-jab 2 in context of actual side effects versus side effects made or manifest worse because we hear about them constantly. So, but somebody had made a suggestion where they wanted me to say or talk about how to safely explore your shadow self, and then a whole bunch of people voted for it. So I guess that's what I'm going to talk about today. Arnie had commented, not sure how to vote with choice number one. Did something particularly happen post-vaccine? And I was just pointing out that, no, I didn't have any. But a lot of people are saying that post the second shot, they're having some symptoms. And so I thought it'd be kind of cool to do a little narration of what I'm experiencing and kind of how I am trying to use the TMS methods to, quote, fight those off. And that's not the best terminology, but lack of a better term. But since that didn't get voted on, Dr. Dan Ratner's podcast, Crushing Doubt, he did this exact thing. And I texted him when I was listening to it. I said, man, you stole my idea. That's what I was going to do. So it's pretty interesting. Go give that a listen if you are interested. So, but yeah, so Tony had asked, would like to learn more about exploring the shadow self. And I said, I know it's a TMS term, but break this down for me. So she said, you and Brad have talked about this before, coming to terms with the conflict in the mind that contributes to TMS, allowing those feelings to surface, hating your kids, your job, your spouse, your parents, without ever being ashamed of it and getting real with the deep stuff. So, or hate might be a strong word is what she, is that what else she had said. So, how I'm going to interpret that is that today's episode, and it may be a short one, is basically how can you reconcile this concept of feeling anger or frustration or rage or sadness or whatever to people that are close to you in your life, but also being able to, I mean, how do you reconcile that? Because those are things that we don't want to feel or experience. I've talked on this podcast before about how it took like 9 months for 9 months of therapy for me to be able to even say, hey, my kids make me upset sometimes, right? One thing that I had thought about, and I'm going to play this clip. So I think I'm going to play this clip from this. It's this video that I found years ago where Jim Carrey talks in it, and people have their varying opinions of Jim Carrey. But I think a lot of what he has talked about in more recent years is actually really applicable to TMS stuff. And it's called What Really Exists, and it's a video of Jim Carrey talking about this. So I want you to listen to this little part where he's talking about things that actually exist, and then I'm going to break it down a little bit more. Listen to this.
Dressing happens, doing hair happens, interviewing happens, and it happens without me, without the idea of a me. You know.
So if we go back and listen to that, he's talking about dressing happens and these different like tangible things that we know that happen. And I think that a critical thing that people need to remember when it comes to feeling feelings, because we've sort of all repressed for so long, we're not allowed to be upset with our kids. We're not allowed to be upset with our spouse. We're not allowed to be angry about certain things. I was just talking to somebody this morning about, I forgot exactly what it was called, but basically like that highly religious people are kind of top of the list for Sarno and Adam Heller of people that will have these symptoms. And the reason being that it's not really in their nature as religious people. It's what they're taught. They can't hold anger or resentment or rage or anything like that because they have to forgive people for their sins. And that's like the whole idea. And I'm not religious, so if I'm misquoting that, you know, be that as it may. But the thing that you really have to remember and keep in mind is that just because you have a thought or a feeling doesn't necessarily make that thing so or true. And like a goodist or a perfectionist would say, there's no way. If I think this thing or I feel this thing, then it must be true. Hence that perfectionist personality. So that's the thing that you need to be able to get over, is that if you write this thing down, this feeling, or you feel this feeling or this rage of just overblown anger at somebody that you know, you're feeling it and you're thinking it and it's in that moment, but you don't have to act on it. And it also doesn't have to go further than that and further than what's in your head. That's kind of why Nicole Sachs and other people that talk about journaling talk about writing about these experiences and these feelings and all that kind of stuff and then burning it or getting rid of it. It's supposed to, and how cathartic that can be, because it's really supposed to symbolize you getting rid of it out of your life, vanishing it forever. You know, that's part of the idea. I want to play the rest of this Jim Carrey clip. This is 4 minutes and 19 seconds, so it's a little long, but I'm going to lay out, and I want to listen to this and then see if there's maybe some additional thoughts or things that I want to talk about as it relates to it. So I'm going to lay out 4 minutes and 19 seconds, and then I will come back, because I think there's so much TMS stuff in this. So let's give it a listen.
I used to be a guy who was experiencing the world, and now I feel like the world and the universe experiencing a guy.
When the curtain goes down at the end of the drama, the hero and the villain step out hand in hand, and the audience applaud both. Because they know that the hero role and the villain role are only masks.
As an actor, you play characters, and then if you go deep enough into those characters, you realize that your own character is pretty thin to begin with, you know? And then you suddenly have this separation and go, well, who's Jim Carrey? Oh, he doesn't exist, actually.
And at a certain point, I realized, hey, wait a second, you know, if it's so easy to lose Jim Carrey, who the hell is Jim Carrey?
There's just a relative manifestation of consciousness appearing, and then somebody gave him a bunch of ideas. They gave him a name and a religion and a nationality, and he clustered those together into something that's supposed to be a personality. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't actually exist. And none of that stuff, if you drill down, is real.
And so you see behind the stage, too, there is the green room, where after the play is over and before it begins, the masks are taken off.
Dressing happens, doing hair happens, interviewing happens, and it happens without me, without the idea of a me.
You know, it's really, you know, the fact that we are already enlightened, we're already complete, and it's just realizing that you're complete. Once you realize you're complete, then this life and everything in it becomes a play of form, something to toy with and play with and make something good out of.
It's what's happening right now inside everybody, is they're going, who am I? And they're depressed, you know, a lot of people, because they're trying to hold up an image in the world. And that's what depression is. You know, people go like, oh, Jim's been depressed and stuff. Well, yeah, I was depressed when I was trying to be the Wizard of Oz instead of the sweaty guy behind the curtain. But now I know that Oz is a character. You know, everybody walks around and they go like, why am I depressed? Well, it's because you're trying to be something for the world, you know, and as soon as you know, let that go, better things happen because they're just happening. And there's been a series of kind of awakenings I've had in my life. And, you know, people chalk it up to depression and all that stuff. I think that, you know, grief and sadness and all those things are the ticket home to nothing. I think that that was a part of the process. There's been several other awakenings, and yet still I have a lot of egoic attachments that pull my attention and focus. I think, you know, the right marriage with the right character and the right guy who's going through something is essential.
And so that behind the scene, that is to say, in reality, under the surface, you are all the actor. Marvelously skilled in playing many parts and in getting lost in the mazes of your own minds and the entanglements of your own affairs, as if this were the most urgent thing going. But behind the scenes, in the green room, you always have a very tiny sneaking suspicion that you might not be the you that you think you are.
I love so much about that video. I love everything really about that video. And I can listen to those two talk endlessly. I think it's just so well put. So again, if you go to YouTube and you type what really exists and then just type Jim Carrey, J-I-M-C-A-R-R-E-Y, you can favorite that. It's got 4.967, we'll just call it 4.968 million views. And it was uploaded about 3.5 years ago. So the couple of things that he had said, or that was said in that video, that make me think of what we're talking about here, Tony, is in the very beginning, there was a quote about the hero and villain role, and that they're only masks. And they should be applauded. And so what I think about in that is that when, you know, there's a play or there's a movie or whatever the case is, let's just say there's a play, you have an antagonist and a protagonist. You have a villain and you have a hero. And in life, in a lot of ways, that works. So like in a lot of situations, you probably see yourself as the hero and you think of everybody that's ever wronged you, or, you know, you kind of have these stories or instances where you're so mad or so upset at somebody for something, but you don't feel like you can say those things or feel those things or experience those things or think those things. It doesn't make you a villain forever if you think those things, right? You come from behind that curtain just like the hero would, and you can take a bow for the audience because it's just a fleeting moment in time. It is not the end-all be-all capital T truth that lives with you forever. So when you have anger that you need to experience or thoughts that you're having that you sort of just don't want to go there, you're trying to reconcile that, just remember that when you do feel those things or write those things down or whatever, that isn't the whole story about you, and it is just for a moment. So to be able to get over something overcome the things you're trying to overcome, it's kind of like standing on a beach, and like you can try and go to either side of the beach to get past the water, but ultimately you can't unless you just go right through it. And that's what this really is in a lot of ways, is that you just need to go through the water in order to get to where you want to be. And then the final part was at the end, Jim Carrey was talking about how he has a lot of egoic attachments that get his attention. And I think that is a big part of this, what we're discussing as well, because if you think about it, like a lot of what is holding us back from feeling these things or thinking these things or writing these things that you're talking about in your comment or suggestion is the ego side of you. It's, you know, the it only wants pleasure. The it is the one that wants to just rage on everybody on a page, but the ego is ultimately the one that is, you know, needing to hold it back, because good Tony doesn't do those things, you know, doesn't talk about those things or think those things or say those things. So being able to take a step back and just understand that that's why you can't go there because of the egoic attachments or the ego is going to be really tremendously powerful for you. And there was another point in there where Jim Carrey was talking about, you know, once you realize a lot of these things, the world becomes something that you can just play with, basically. And that's also another thing to think about is, you know, just once you really recognize that these thoughts or feelings that you have are really just that. They're just thoughts or feelings, and they're really meaningless in the grand scheme of things, and they don't define you or have to be the whole story. You really can allow yourself to not sort of take everything so seriously and take a lot of things with more of a grain of salt and just know that, you know, it's not the end all be all. So hopefully this episode made a little bit of sense and helped some people. I think about this stuff a lot. How do you reconcile two truths? I always, even if Sarno wasn't talking about this specific thing, when he would say the divided mind, that is certainly always what I think about with the divided mind, is being able to reconcile sort of the anger and the rage that you know that you need to feel and experience versus what, you know, good Tony or good Eddie would be, the stand-up person that never gets upset and never gets angry and is always even keel, which you can still be that person on the outside wearing a mask, just like the video says. So I hope that was helpful. I hope everybody has a great rest of the week. I'll be back with an interview next week. So I will see you later.